Now, so far we may say we've considered the heights and the depths in a comparatively mundane manner. We haven't gone very far. We haven't gone very deep into the matter. But we can go farther and deeper yet. Even, we might say, much deeper. We might say that as we lead our spiritual lives, as we get more and more, I don't like to say advanced because it isn't a very pleasant sort of expression, but as we become a little more accustomed to it, as we get more into the way of it, as we make out a certain amount of progress, especially in meditation, we find that they come to us various experiences. To begin with, of course, the experiences are comparatively superficial. Some people meditating see lights or hear sounds. These are all very incidental things, not to be taken at all seriously, just to be noted and passed over. But as you progress, as you go further than that, higher than that if you like, other experiences come, of a loftier kind, a rarer kind, experiences which we may call transcendental experiences, experiences which are, as it were, glimpses, even if only from afar off, from a great distance, glimpses of ultimate reality, glimpses of truth, glimpses of enlightenment. Now, there are various names, various terms used to describe these glimpses, these flashes, if you like. The Theravadins talk in terms of flashes of insight, of vipassana. The Mahayanists talk in terms of perfect wisdom, or transcendental wisdom, which dawns upon the meditating disciple. The Zen people talk more in terms of satori. We might talk in plain English in terms of enlightenment experience. Not of course full or total experience of enlightenment, but glimpses, flashes, seen as it were, from afar, coming as you went the heights of our spiritual life. These experiences, these transcendental experiences, we may say, constitute the peaks of our spiritual life. They come usually at very long intervals, they're few and far between, they're very rare indeed. But when they come, both at the time and in retrospect, they give us great hope and great encouragement. Sometimes it's very difficult, as it were, sweltering along the plains, as it were. But when we look up, we see in the distance, high up, the peaks, and we know that one day we shall get there, then that gives us a very, very great deal of encouragement and hope. So these sort of transcendental experiences, they represent the heights in the spiritual life. We might even say the height. Some people, of course, think that this is the end. Some people, when they get a sort of experience of this sort of transcendental experience, a flash or a glimpse, they think, well, this is it. Now I've got there at last. So they think that the experience constitutes the end of the journey. They think they've attained. It's true they've attained something. It might be a very profound experience. It might move them very deeply. It might even shake them to the foundations of their being. But it isn't the end. We might even go so far as to say that Buddhism doesn't end with enlightenment. Usually people think that it does. They think you get enlightened, well, there you are. You're stuck with it, as it were. But we might even reverse that. We might say that Buddhism begins with enlightenment. Once you're enlightened, your spiritual life really starts. It hasn't come to an end. Not by a long chalk. Of course, by enlightenment in this context, we don't mean the full, ultimate, final, complete, or perfect enlightenment, but the initial experience, the initial glimpse, or vision of enlightenment, which many people mistake for the ultimate goal, for the complete, the whole experience. It's after that has been attained, we may say, that the real work begins, not before. Before that, we're just trying to make a start. The start is really made once that transcendental experience or once a whole series of transcendental experiences has occurred. And the work which we have to do consists in the transformation, as we may call it, of the whole nature, the whole being, at all levels, in all aspects, in accordance with that experience. It's not enough, as it were, to leave the experience hanging up there. The experience has got to come down, as it were, has to descend, as it were, descend right down into the depths, and has to illumine the depths and transform, sublimate, refine the depths, and integrate them, as it were, with that experience. So there's one illumination, as it were, from top to bottom, not just a little sunlight on the peaks and the rest below in total darkness. So therefore it comes about that in Buddhism there are taught what are called two paths. First, there is what we call the Darshana Marga, the path of vision, and secondly, what we call the Bhavana Marga, or the path of becoming, or path of transformation.